Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Here's the man that you fear most in football staring you right in the face.
Mark Grody.
I call him a maniac. Stone maniac.
Covering the Bears for 670 The Score.
You had to overcome the mystique. It was almost like an odor. He exuded a kind of a presence.
Co-host of the Take the North podcast.
His whole damn life was football. Wasn't driving a pretty car. Wasn't going to the local bar and pounding your chest, I'm the greatest. It was the opposite.
Mark Grody.
He was Moby Dick in a goldfish bowl.
Mark Grody with Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
Hell yeah! Grody is back on the Bears beat for us here on the afternoon show. He is at Hallis Hall right now. He joins us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. What's up, Groats?
What's going on, guys? Yes, the 3-2 Chicago Bears held a closed walkthrough today. Everything feels a little bit gentle and tired today, coming off the Monday nighter as the Bears ease into this week after a triumphant win. They do begin prep for Sunday's game against the 1-5 Saints, so eventually we'll be hearing words like Spencer Rattler and Alvin Kamara and Chris Olave and Carl Granderson, who has 4.5 sacks this year for New Orleans. But let's start by using words like Caleb Williams. And he was front and center today at the lectern. Usually on a Wednesday, we get into the locker room. No open locker room today, but we will hear from Caleb Williams. We will hear from Ben Johnson. We will hear from TJ Edwards as well. But it certainly surprised me. It might surprise you to hear what Caleb Williams thinks he is struggling at right now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And it's weird. I was sitting upstairs with coach the other day, and we were just talking about it. It's just like, it's like my steps are off. Am I on the movement? Like when I'm moving, you know, I've been missing on the run a little bit more than I usually do. So it's been a little weird dealing with that. So it's just finding that. That's probably the biggest thing, because you know there's big plays. It turns into a second play. You know, something happens, play breaks down, or anything like that, and it turns to a second play, like the hit I took on the sideline that I shouldn't have taken right before half. You know, just not really on the same page. I didn't feel in the right position to be able to deliver Lou the ball. And so I took a hit, and I should have just gave him a shot, especially, you know, in that situation. There was a guy about 20, 30 yards, you know, deep, and, you know, I didn't give him a shot right there. But those type of moments, just feeling comfortable and on the run right now, has been, you know, one of my things that I've been working on in practice, and you know, kind of looking over on the film and things like that. So I mean, we can have these big explosive plays that happen within, you know, every game that we've had so far.
Yeah, it's interesting that he would single making plays on the run. He's right about the hit that he took. As soon as he took it, I'm like, man, just toss it away. You just at that point, just throw it out of bounds.
You can see what he was thinking. Like, you could see he's like, if I could just square my shoulders, I can make this throw.
And I love that he wants to do that. I do love that. But yeah, were you surprised, Groats, that he went down that road?
Yeah, no doubt, because typically, you know, his ability to throw on the run and improvise and go off script is his bread and butter. It's the part that, coming out of college, that's the part we knew he could do. That's the part that we knew he could do last year and into this year. So I thought it was very introspective and honest that he said that he was struggling with that. One of the plays that I thought of too, obviously the Frankie Luttu play is correct. Like you can't let that guy take that shot because that guy has some bad intentions. I also thought about the 2-point play, the attempt at the 2-point conversion where he, you know, found himself scrambling and then far back, and then you saw the creative wheel spin. And he wasn't able to hit anybody in the end zone on that play. I do wonder if that was something that he was thinking about as well, that particular play. And we've seen it throughout the season. Like, even if he's throwing it away, what was it, the Minnesota game, I want to say, where he flung one downfield into danger after attempting to improvise. So I feel like it's something that he'll be able to fix quickly. I just didn't expect that to be the first thing to come out of his mouth when we offered him that opportunity.
You know what's interesting? In post-game, his answer about the quarterback keeper touchdown was that, yeah, I didn't think that was going to work because there were three guys over there. But the scheme had the receivers taking their guys away from that side. And I feel like the 2-pointer was similar in that Menungai broke out that way, but it was crowded as hell at the beginning. And I wonder if, like, it's got to be hard to trust that sometimes if the scheme is actually making guys open.
It's a great point, Spiegel, because, you know, Caleb said something to the effect of, you know, just paraphrasing, that sometimes, I don't want to use the word trust, that he doesn't trust a play call, but there are times when he's had to be convinced, and when a play works, he's like, oh, okay, I see what Ben Johnson was trying to do there, and we know how much he respects Ben Johnson, and I think that sometimes to Caleb, even at this point, it's a revelation to him, and this is, and Al Speaks, you were big on this yesterday. I listened to you guys yesterday, and it's great points. Like, Ben Johnson is really coming into his own as well in terms of the trust that he's getting from these players, and he's not just some other coach like we've seen here in the past.
Groats, what were you thinking Caleb might say about where he could find some better play in himself?
Well, I don't know if I was looking for anything necessarily specific on that, Lawrence, but usually when he's been asked that question, it's some form of, like, I could be better with my footwork. And then you ask him, what's improved? Well, I think my footwork has gotten better. So usually it's a rote answer. It's a coachy coach type of answer. But this does lead me into one thing regarding Caleb Williams, Lawrence, and that is, and I know you guys talked about this yesterday too, and that is Troy Aikman, who has been a lightning rod mostly for the fans. And I obviously, just like you guys, I was not in D.C., so I watched the TV copy now a couple of times. And one thing that Troy Aikman mentioned during his critiques, and he was critical of Caleb Williams, and I quite frankly, I appreciate it because we're all hungry for how to make Caleb Williams elite and generational and the number one overall pick that the Bears were served here. But the thing that I latched on to that Aikman was talking about multiple times was Caleb needing to put his receivers in a better position for yards after the catch, for yak. Here's Williams' response to that.
Fair criticism or not?
Yeah, I think that's always something. Every game you play, you always want to be able to put your receiver in the best position. That doesn't always happen. You try and give him at least a catchable ball. At the least, you try and give him a catchable ball. At the maximum, you want to give him the best ball so he can go run. I think there was opportunities for that. I think there was opportunities that we missed. I think there was opportunities that, we'll hit. It's still our fifth game that we just played. It's early. And obviously, you know, getting in rhythm with everybody, it's a long season. You want to catch fire a little bit later in the season. Obviously you work and, you know, you want to catch fire as soon as possible. But you want to make sure you're hitting strides at the right time and the right, you know, right peak of the season to get rolling towards the end of the year. We're 3-2 versus a very, very good team, as all of us know. And, you know, like I said, everybody has things to say, and that's great. And like I said, I could care less, and we're 3-2.
Okay. I think he understands the criticism. And he's saying, I agree with him on the idea of if it's a positive play, like let's say that, and there were a couple of those in Monday's game, the play is positive. You get 6 yards, or you get 11 yards on the play, and it's you didn't get the 30 or you didn't get the touchdown. I'm okay with that being discussed as a way that he can get better. I do want to make sure that he is still given credit for you made a positive play. And usually when we start talking about it, not in real time, but in the breakdowns, whether we're talking to Kurt Warner or whomever, usually that's where it's like, yeah, you know, he had this and he got this. But if you looked on the backside of this play, or if you looked at if he releases that ball just a little bit sooner, that turns into a bigger play. But I do want to make sure that there's an emphasis put on, hey, this was a positive play.
No doubt. And, you know, Caleb was right to say that the first thing, the most important part is that the guy catches the ball. And, you know, Caleb was, I think, trying to tell me to the answer that he was giving based on my question, those things will come. I also thought it's also fair to point out that although Troy Aikman was critical of Caleb throughout it, it was also Troy Aikman who made it very clear that when the Bears were backed up and that little slant pass to Olamide Zaccheaus, Troy Aikman showed the world that that was potentially a 95-yard touchdown run if Olamide Zaccheaus catches the ball. So mm-hmm. It went both ways. And I'll say this, too, and I'd like to know your guys' response. Like, I am, as I think we all are, voraciously hungry for how do you get Caleb to be great? I've loved Caleb's progression this year. Caleb looks better this year than he did last year.
For
we
sure.
still see the arm talent. There's no doubt about it. But I am hungry as hell for specific answers on what Caleb needs to do to get to the next step. And Troy Aikman, and this is for the fans listening that get pissed off whenever they hear critiques of Caleb Williams, and I get it to a certain extent. Troy Aikman is telling you the steps that Caleb Williams can take. Fixable things that could get him to that level that we all want Caleb Williams to be at, and that is to have a top 10 quarterback in the NFL.
And yes, I agree with you, Groats. And he's also saying it informed not only by his own career, but by his conversations with Ben Johnson. Like, he's informed, and we know that Ben Johnson wants Caleb to learn everything as well. So, yeah, it was interesting that Ben kind of responded the way that he did. And then Caleb today, who went on, Caleb went on a little bit more and said, you know, people are going to say what they have to say and stuff like that. And he mentioned that he had not spoken to Aikman this week, that Caleb had a long day at Hallis Hall, and then he tried to call Troy once he left the practice facility, but they never connected. Did you get a sense in listening to and watching Caleb today, was he upset? Is he using it for motivation? Because people will do that, of course.
I think there's a lot of passive-aggressive going on up there, because he did post something in regards to the criticism on Instagram. And as I was talking about on the Take the North podcast today, I mean, he's 23 years old. These guys live on social media. They openly will admit it. They embrace it. So everything is out there, and this is the way these guys communicate. So I don't know if he's going to use it for motivation. Quite frankly, I think that, and you're right, like Ben Johnson was a little bit defensive, and it is his own form of passive aggressiveness too when answering questions about it. Of course, come on, it's Troy Aikman. Okay, like, and he's not wrong about a lot of this stuff. I'll admit, like, he was on Caleb. There's no doubt about it. But they should take that all into account. And hey, if it's BS, if Troy's wrong, then these guys know it. My guess is that they look at it and say, yeah, the guy's right. But they're defending themselves because this was on national TV.
I also think, and this is a part we should have brought up inside of this discussion yesterday. You have to understand that while the analysts will walk in with their own beliefs about the team, those beliefs are reinforced usually by the conversations that they have with the head coach and with the quarterback. And I bet if we strapped both of those dudes up to a lie detector, Troy Aikman didn't say anything that was different than what he learned from Ben Johnson.
I think that is true. I think that is true. And it's kind of understandable that Ben will then sort of play it both ways
he
and have his guys back.
Quoted Ben Johnson.
Yeah, he did. Runner's ball. Right. It was directly a quote from Ben. But, you know, here's the thing. Did Troy Aikman go into that game, you know, two nights ago thinking, boy, Jaden Daniels is pretty far ahead of Caleb, and his team has played better, and he also won Offensive Rookie of the Year. And Caleb, he's still a work in progress and learning. Yeah, probably, because that's the truth. Like, what the hell? What are we talking about here? And then as he calls the game,
I do think that gap is closer than everyone else.
I agree. And maybe Troy didn't represent that enough for people. But going in there with that is not going in with bias. That's going in with the truth.
Yeah, and I don't think so. And, like, look, we can assume that there's not a bias, and I don't think he has it, but you can't rule that out. I mean, there was a lot written about Caleb in the offseason, in the ESPN book, the other article that the long form piece, I can't think of the writer's name right off the top of my head. So
is Seth Wickersham you're talking about?
Well, the Wickersham, and then who wrote the
Tyler Dunn piece.
Thank you. You never know, like, what is being talked about and if there are biases. I don't think there is, but I also don't think you could just completely rule that out in terms of, like, what he thinks this player is.
Yeah, it's just funny, though, because people are like, well, it's obviously the UCLA-USC rivalry. And I was like,
no. I hadn't even heard that one.
I was like, they both were Oklahoma quarterbacks.
I wonder if Ben was offended by Aikman saying, well, this is just kind of lucky, the DeAndre Swift touchdown. Because that's not necessarily fair. Like, that was as a good route, and DeAndre had to beat a one-on-one guy, and Caleb got him the ball early.
But what did Caleb say about that play?
That he screwed it up. That he screwed it up the play call.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, he did. And I will say that other players have kind of played dumb on that. Like, they're like, oh, I didn't know it was a screwed up play. Oh, okay. That's interesting.
That's funny.
All right. But
onward, Groats.
Yes, yes, onward. Speaking of history and things like that, once upon a time ago, guys.
And another Oklahoma quarterback.
Yes, once upon a time ago, in the year 2021, Saints quarterback, now Saints quarterback, Spencer Rattler, was a starter at Oklahoma until a certain Oklahoma-Texas game, in which the Spencer Rattler was benched for a guy by the name of Caleb Williams. Rattler
never got that job back.
Never got that job back, and because of it, he transferred to South Carolina. We know that Caleb ends up at USC. It makes you wonder what that relationship is like. Here's Caleb.
And have you kept up with him?
No, we don't. We haven't really spoke much. It's not. I mean, I don't really speak to Baker and all those other guys that much, anyways. I know Spence was with me, so yeah, we don't really keep up that much. But excited for the matchup. I know he's excited. And we're going to go out there and, you know, have a blast.
Do you think of yourself more as an Oklahoma guy or an SC guy?
I probably would say I think I claim USC, but when Oklahoma plays Texas, it's always horns down.
So it's funny because there was a video that the Bears put out.
Yeah, and you sent it in the group thread. It's good.
And it was like, you know, say something nice about your biggest rival. And Caleb, like, leaned in.
Oklahoma, Texas.
Yes. But then at the end, Rome got on him about Washington, USC. And he was like, he struck the Heisman pose. He's like, come on now. Like, we got a whole bunch of Heismans over at USC. So it's fun that he can kind of toggle between both. By the way, quiet as it's kept, Spencer Rattler's having a pretty good season for the Saints. He has completed almost 69% of his passes, 6 touchdowns, and only 1 interception for him so far.
91.9 rating.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep.
Coming up in the next segment after you, we're going to hear from Spencer Rattler talking about Caleb Williams from today.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I wonder
if
Spencer has matured because he was. What was the name? Was it quarterbacks? Was that the name of the of the reality show that he was on, where he just came off as an entitled bag? And I know that the years that he was at South Carolina, they really liked him, and he played great.
QB1,
thank you, Alex. But there's been a lot of feelings that Spencer Rattler got good early and has never been able to He hasn't been able to cash those checks that his mouth writes.
Yeah, and his mouth is writing lots of them.
A lot of them. But good for him. Like, the idea that thing, remember they drafted Tyler Shuck, the 26-year-old quarterback, and there's Spencer Rattler.
He's like, older. He's older than that, isn't he? Tyler Shuck?
I think he's drafted at 26.
Okay.
But
he's older than that now.
He's like friends with, he grew up with Brock Purdy. And so it's like, wait, what? Like, Brock Purdy's on his second deal.
He is 26.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. All right, Mark.
Long-time Tyler Shuck guy.
Yeah, that's right, you are.
Gentlemen, are we good? We got time-wise, are we okay?
I know you guys are
talking up this next segment. Okay.
My bad.
All right.
You want to break and come back? What do you want to do there, Alex?
You guys can keep going.
Stay right here.
All right. Here we go. Ben Johnson, the head coach of the Chicago Bears, mentioned that the Washington game, in the post game, I believe it was, had the smallest menu offensively this year. I followed up with a question to Ben Johnson on that.
Is that what this team needs offensively for the short term, or was that just for that game?
No. I think each week's its own deal. I mean, we carried the same number of plays into the game that we normally do. It wasn't like the total volume was any less. It was just probably had a couple less runs than what we normally do. And the complexity of the runs were maybe a little bit more. So we had more shifts and motions last week than what we'd probably had the prior 4 weeks. And we felt like that was the best way to attack that defense.
You also had your 11 personnel was up last week. Does that fall into the category of just that week plan, or was that a result of kind of self-scouting over the bye?
That was the best way to attack that defense, we felt. And so it always starts with us and putting our guys in good situations. But once we feel good about our personnel, then that's when we'll look to see how we can attack that defense.
Great job by both of you, you and Adam Hogue, both like following up on that, because that's fascinating. So it's week-to-week choices. He kind of talked around the winnowing of the playbook, but he did say it. You know, they dressed it up a little bit more, but fewer run games. And then, yeah, it's good that they can go down to one tight end when they need to, if that's the best way to attack a defense.
The Bears are getting takeaways, Groats. What's that about?
Yeah, T.J. Edwards front and center today. I asked him if there's any science to forcing all these turnovers.
I don't know if there's much like science to it, but I do know that, I don't know, I think we're doing a good job of executing our jobs and taking advantage of the opportunities when they come. I think it is an emphasis every week. You know, we start every week of practice with some type of takeaway drill, which is common in the league, but I think it's somewhere we do it with such intent that it's a focus for sure. But I don't know. I think it's also one of those things to where they come in bunches that guys want to go out there and make those plays. Guys want to be the ones to get the takeaways. And, you know, you saw kind of even on the punch that Tez had when the ball came out, you know, there's guys fighting in the pile to get the ball. And you realize it's like three of our own teammates trying to rip the ball from each other. So, you know, we want to, you know, go make those big plays to change the game for sure.
Brisker makes that interception. Do you just know it's on? This guy's going to run his butt off.
Yeah, he might hit you. You don't even know. But trying to clear the path and let him go. Try and score for sure.
Man, I love that. Edwards and Edmonds in together. I think Edwards has been better overall.
I think Edmonds has been terrific so far this year.
I agree.
And I'm not really an Edmonds fan. I think that he has been outstanding.
I agree. But having Edwards back was really nice.
Yeah, he's a good player. He's a good
player. Hopefully Noah Sewell's okay. Noah Sewell, by the way, as we get to the Nuggets here, he's in concussion protocol. No injury report today, so we'll find out more about that.
Is DJ Moore back?
What I can tell you about DJ Moore, he is listed as a groin injury day to day. Told that he is back moving around in the building, as in here in Lake Forest, at Hallis Hall after spending a precautionary night in the hospital. Not much more I can say or share right now.
Well, hold on, Hopefully Grody, because will, the groin area, there's a lot going on down there.
Yeah.
There's the upper part of the groin.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's sort of a muscle. And then there's other stuff that's within that section.
That's a lot more sensitive and can sometimes get twisted. And sometimes the untwisting of that, it can be very delicate, and one might need to go to a hospital if that is the case.
Any thoughts?
Well, you guys are just speculating now. I don't know anything that you guys are talking. No, we'll find out more.
Okay.
Hopefully tomorrow. But I feel like he's going to be okay.
Okay. Well, it does remind me when Carlos Marmol one time years ago said he did a nice job, but it sounded different.
He did a nut shot.
You remember that?
Yep.
Marmol said that.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about that.
I know you don't, bro. It's definitely speculation, but
you've done a nut shot.
I think it's pretty well informed speculation that a guy doesn't stay behind in a hospital for just a groin injury. It feels like you might have to
get a nut shot.
Yeah.
You might have to take care of some things. And I hope that DJ's okay.
Yeah, and you know what? I look, DJ, as you guys have known since he's been here, very open and honest. So hopefully we get a little dialogue from DJ Moore tomorrow.
If you're going to hear him talk about anything right now.
Well, here's the thing that happened, Mark.
I would say
everyone should look up. Well, maybe you don't say that word. I think that everyone should look up the word torsion. That will help them.
So unfortunate.
Help them Stop understand it. What's happening probably with DJ Moore.
How about this? Even on Raheem Harrison Grody, one of the questions on our Five On It segment was, could Jake Moody possibly be Wally Pipping Cairo Santos? And so I asked the head coach today, Ben Johnson, once Cairo Santos is healthy, he returns as your kicker, correct? And Ben Johnson looked at me and without flinching said yes. So no funny stuff. That said, I have no idea if Cairo Santos' quad injury is going to allow him to kick this Sunday at New Orleans, but Cairo Santos is the Bears kicker.
All right, Groats, we appreciate you.
Later, guys.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.